I am Melinda, the host of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. I am an attorney who put fear aside and dove headfirst into doing the work to become sober. Have you also let fear hold you back from becoming sober? Have you been worried that becoming sober will affect your career or just your everyday life? Or are you already sober and just want to listen to another professional sober woman navigate through sobriety and share stories and advice learned along the way? If so, this is the podcast for you. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite mocktail and let's get to work. Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. So today's episode is extremely spontaneous because I am literally packing right now to go on the cruise. I leave in a couple of days and I was just going over my plan in my head, kind of feeling one of those proud moments like, oh, you got this, the feeling of confidence, when all of a sudden it hit me. So not only am I going on the cruise, I'm also going to be dealing with an interesting day, St. Patrick's Day, aka my birthday. So my birthday is on St. Patrick's Day, and that has always been a heavy drinking day for me because clearly everybody is celebrating my birthday in my mind. No. But obviously St. Patrick's Day culturally is a holiday that in the United States is very focused on booze and drinking and partying. And couple that with it being my birthday, and for lack of better terms, it is usually been a shit show for me. Usually it's a time where, talk about looking for excuses to drink. I did not need an excuse to drink. I thought that this was like the Olympics. Like, you think about it, it's one of the heaviest drinking days of the year, the most celebrated holidays when it comes to drinking, and it's my birthday, so I can do whatever I want, right? Like, of course it's acceptable to go to a bar and drink all day and to become extremely intoxicated because it's what you do on St. Patrick's Day and it's my birthday. So in my mind, it was the ultimate green light to do whatever I wanted when it came to my drinking. So this year, it's definitely going to be a lot different because not only is it going to be, you know, obviously my birthday, St. Patrick's Day, but I'm also going to be on a cruise. So to me, I'm like, oh my God, that is the trifecta of triggers right there. I am going to be on a cruise where alcohol is obviously freely flowing with a good amount of my friends who are also going to be drinking, and it's going to be St. Patrick's Day. So of course there's going to be extra celebration when it comes to drinking, and it's my birthday. That was not in my plan. I did not have a part of my plan that detailed or took into consideration those circumstances. But now that I'm thinking about it, and I'm really doing this episode going through the process in my mind in real time with you and thinking like, well, what am I going to do? And honestly, I'm not going to do anything different. I'm going to go along with my original plan and treat this as a day to, yes, I'm going to celebrate my birthday, but I'm also going to celebrate the fact that I'm sober, because I can't even tell you, and I'm sure people can resonate, the amount of times I've woken up the day after my birthday feeling like garbage. And that is probably an understatement, feeling like garbage. I can remember so many times in years past how I've woken up the day after my birthday and been super motivated to not drink. In fact, when I was turned 33, so this is a few years ago, putting it nicely, I remember I woke up the day after my birthday and I said, I'm not going to drink and I'm going to work out every single day for 33 days. Okay. I don't know why I thought that, but I was like, this is a brilliant plan. And did I do it? Yes, I did it. I didn't drink for 33 days. I worked out every single day. I took care of myself. I prioritized my health. And I actually went longer than 33 days. When I got to day 33, I was like, wow, this is great. I'm going to keep on going. However, unfortunately, my dad got sick right towards the end of that. And when he passed away a few weeks later, I did not remain sober, which in hindsight, I absolutely should have. And as I've discussed before, it really derailed any progress that I made. But I think back of how many times I had said, I'm going to do better this year. Because as I've mentioned, I love new beginnings. I love New Year's. I like the beginning of, you know, fall, equating it to like new school year, you know, new year, new you. And I just love new beginnings. So frequently I would correlate my birthday with, this is going to be a great year. It's going to be the best year of my life. I'm going to, you know, not drink as much. I'm going to eat really healthy. I'm going to do all the things. And I was just talking to one of my girlfriends about it. And this is, this year I'm going to be 39. And I said, you know, I really want to create a list of 40 things before 40. Because one of my other friends had done that. And I was like, that just seems really cool. I want to do, you know, what in my bucket list, what can I accomplish? And I said to her, I'm like, what do you think I should do? And you know what she said to me? She said, honestly, just keep being consistent, doing what you're doing. And I thought about what she said because she's right. Since I've become sober and in the last 17, almost 18 months, is the first time that I've done everything that I wanted or said knew I needed to do. I've been showing up for myself. I have been prioritizing my mental and my physical health. And I just want to continue doing that. And that's just a really weird feeling for me. And I just feel such pride when I think about it that this year, yes, I'll celebrate my birthday, but I'm also celebrating the fact that I have come so far. I'm celebrating the fact that I am entering and going to be starting a new year, the last year in my 30s, proud of myself, that I know what I need to do. And guess what? I'm actually doing what I know I need to do, which you think about it, it's not that hard to really. Years ago, I'd say, I know what I need to do. I know what steps I need to take. I know what actions I need to do, what foods I need to eat, what workouts I need to do, but I didn't do it. I was what stood in my way. I was the block between me and the life that I wanted. And I kept myself stuck in the past doing behaviors that I knew weren't behooving me and I knew I didn't want to do. So I am going to take advantage of that this year and really focus on, well, yes, it's St. Patrick's Day. Yes, it is. I'm going to be on a cruise. And yes, it's my birthday. But I do know this, that if I do drink this year on my birthday, I will feel nothing but absolute regret the day after. I will not feel the confidence that I feel. I will not feel the pride that I feel. And that's not something that I'm willing to lose. That's not something that I'm willing to gamble with. That's not something that I'm willing to backpedal on. So for my plan for the trifecta of triggers day, which I'm not going to call it that because that just seems like a kind of sad way to call my birthday, but I'm just going to go along with my plan. What am I going to do? I'm going to make sure I get my movement and make sure that I drink all the water, make sure that I do my journaling and that I do the things that give me the foundation and the pride that I feel. Because, well, in a vacuum, you look at all the little habits and you're like, you know, does that really do much? It does. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue to show up for myself so I can do my last year in my 30s and make myself proud and make sure that I do continue to show up every day for myself, being the best version of myself.
Thank you so much for listening to Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Did you like the conversation and what you heard and want to hear more? Well, make sure to subscribe and follow Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. But also, if you have any ideas of future episodes, please email podcastwomenswork@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.